Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasts.
Content warning ahead. This podcast contains very sensitive topics such as missing persons, unsolved cases, haunted houses, and paranormal activity. These type of topics can contain very upsetting, sensitive details and stories. Please listen responsibly.
Welcome to Misty Mysteries, a podcast in the business of ghostly spooks and chilling crime. I'm your host, Steph, from Sinister Story Hour, and I'm filling in this week for Keely as she's off celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday, Keely! We hope you enjoy this short but spooky episode. Misty Mysteries would like to start by letting you know that any ad played before or after the episodes are added by the podcast distributor, and they do not reflect Keely's personal beliefs or opinions. This week, we're talking about a haunted doll named Mandy. Mandy is a porcelain doll whose home is in the Quesnel and District Museum. Keely picked the story about Mandy because from a very young age, her grandma would give her porcelain dolls for special days like birthdays or Christmas. Today, Keely has a pretty large collection of porcelain dolls, although none of them are like Mandy, thankfully. These gifts that she got from her grandma for most of her life inspired this episode. Her grandma also loved scary movies, so Keely hopes that her grandma would approve of being the inspiration for this spooky birthday episode. I'm sure she would. So let's talk about Mandy. In 1991, an unnamed donor walked into the Quesnel and District Museum in Quesnel, British Columbia. It's a museum made for the history of the area, but it's still a museum, so when the anonymous donor walked in holding this antique porcelain doll, they, of course, took it. Mandy is a porcelain baby doll dressed in a white, old-fashioned baby dress, much like ones you would see in historical pictures. She has a white knitted bonnet on her head and white little booty socks. She has blonde hair, but it's more painted on, not a wig type, with blue eyes, and her creepiest feature is a crack above her right eye, that makes it sort of protrude further out from the left side. Mandy was passed down to the anonymous donor from her grandmother, which, based on her story and craftsmanship, the museum was able to place her being made around 1910 to 1920s, making her over a century old when she first arrived in 1991. The donor wasn't too interested in her family heirloom, though, because Mandy sat locked in a trunk for many years before coming to her new home at the museum. The anonymous donor told the museum curator she didn't want to be responsible for this antique doll anymore. Lucky for Mandy, the museum was more than happy to take her in, although the museum curator, who took Mandy from the donor, reported a strange feeling when handling her. Due to museum procedures for new arrivals, Mandy was placed in an airtight plastic bag in order to prevent the spread of any parasites that could be on her that would possibly cause damage to any other items of the museum. After she was sealed in the bag, staff at the museum reported hearing rustling noises from inside the bag. This happened on and off throughout her quarantine period. When this quarantine period was over, there were no traces of bugs or pests that could have caused these sounds. Then came time to take pictures, and after the pictures, she was locked in a lab overnight. This is when what the staff described as childlike tantrums would begin. The morning after her pictures, staff found the room that she was in wrecked. Equipment that was pretty heavy had been knocked over and moved around. This continued for weeks after Mandy's arrival to the museum. Anytime she was placed in a room by herself, paper, and any other office supplies would end up all over the floor. Pens and pencils would go missing and never found again. Items that were next in line to be put out on display, if kept too close to her, would also end up being broken before they could go out. This was until it finally was her turn to go out on display. Mandy was placed in a protective glass case sitting with a small stuffed lamb in her arms, where she could look at all of those who came thinking they were looking at her. But these guests of the museum soon found out that the doll had a very large presence. When they attempted to take pictures, they came out with nothing, or blurry, even if the pictures they took were flawless originally. And all of the other pictures that the guests would take that day would come out perfect. Mandy had people really talking about her odd behaviors, especially the staff and the museum curator. They couldn't overlook all of the odd happenings. So the best thing they could do was reach out to the anonymous donor. That's when the donor admitted her original claim that she wanted to pass Mandy onto the museum for preservation purposes wasn't completely true. Since the donor had inherited Mandy, she started to believe that something more spooky was attached to the doll. She reported to occasionally hear crying coming from an empty storm shelter under her home, and when she went to see what the crying could be, she would find Mandy sitting alone in the middle of the storm shelter. Oh, that's so creepy. Even though she was the only one with access to Mandy, and she was definitely not moving the doll to the storm shelter. The anonymous donor also reported that Mandy had a jealous streak in her. She was an avid collector of dolls, and if Mandy was kept with other dolls, they would end up broken, much like the items that would always end up broken in the museum since Mandy's arrival. The donor told the museum that since removing Mandy from her home, the crying had stopped and the home had a sense of peace that she hadn't felt since before inheriting Mandy. Mandy is still a resident of the museum despite the haunting behaviors from her, and they fully embrace her childlike spirit. So much so that she's been featured in newspapers, radio, TV, podcasts, and articles throughout Canada and America. Mandy, like many other haunted dolls, has made a name for herself, haunting private collectors, museum staff, and the museum guests. Mandy will throw fits, according to the museum, throwing her stuffed lamb given to her by the museum to keep her company out of her arms and once even outside her glass case. She's seen in the morning in a different position, even though she's strapped in place. Many people see Mandy move her eyes to follow people around the room, and even blinking in front of groups of people. Some encounters shared by the museum on their website include a visitor who was able to film his whole trip at the museum, but when the video got to Mandy, it was unable to capture anything. Another visitor reported that when she got home to her home city away from the museum, her home had been broken into, and the only item stolen was a porcelain doll. One reporter local to the area had taken pictures of Mandy and was working on developing them in the basement lab of the museum late at night when he reported hearing footsteps upstairs, and then his contact sheet had jammed in the machine. The reporter had worked in this lab before without any issues. And of course, this wouldn't be a haunted doll episode without a trip to at least one TV show of some sort, right? In April of 1999, Mandy got to travel from her home in Quesnel, Canada, to New York City to be a guest on the Montel Williams show. And you know it, there she met with Sylvia Brown, the American author and well-known medium who was also a regular at the time on the Montel Williams show. I remember those episodes well. After meeting Mandy, Sylvia believed that the doll belonged to twins who had died of polio and the mother's grief for her children was implanted in the doll. Sylvia explained that this was the energy felt by those who encountered her. If this story is the true story of Mandy, it's sad that the mother's grief for her children was so strong that it held on for centuries and implanted so strongly. but it is better to think of it being that way than the spirit of a child in the doll. Ultimately, though, it would be interesting to know more about Mandy's history and how the doll relates to the anonymous donor. If you've visited Mandy, Keely and I would love to hear your encounter with her. We'd also love to hear if you're enjoying this podcast on social media or your favorite listening spot. Thank you again for joining Misty Mysteries today, Sinister Style. You can find me, Steph, on Sinister Story Hour wherever you listen to podcasts. Keely will return next week for more ghostly spooks and chilling crimes. Bye!
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.